It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep our listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on that's being sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department of Person County. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
LeBron, still time to sign up for baseball and softball, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We do have baseball and sign-ups going on for ages 4 through 12. As I always say, Rob, you know, it still seems like wintertime is going on right now, but spring will be here before you know it. So with that being said, that means, you know, that's the upcoming baseball season and softball season. So if your child is between the ages of 4 and 12, please make sure they get signed up between now and February the 17th. That's almost a good 2 weeks away to get signed up. There's three easy ways you can do it. Simply call, go by the main office, or go online. The number is 597-1755. And again, that's baseball and softball signups. Baseball and softball sign for ages 4 through 12 with the Person County Parks and Rec Department.
Well, now, LeBron, how about co-ed volleyball? What can you tell us about that?
That is correct, Rob. So we do have co-ed volleyball going on right now for the adult league. So make sure you get signed up for that by February 25th. Also adult co-ed soccer by February 25th. So if you're interested in that, please get signed up. We encourage people to go ahead and sign up soon as possible. Tell a friend to tell a friend, because if we don't have enough people signed up, unfortunately, we would not be able to do that sport. A lot of people want to do it, but we can't do it if you don't have enough people to sign up. So please, if you're interested in adult co-ed volleyball and adult co-ed soccer, you have until the 25th of this month. Just like January came in, went right back. Flew by. So February 25th. Or February 17th, we'll be here before you know it. Don't let us sneak up on you. Go ahead and sign up for adult co-ed volleyball and adult co-ed soccer.
336-597-1755 is the phone number to the Parks and Rec office located at Huck Sandsbury. You can stop by there in person, but make sure that you wear your face mask and practice social distancing. You can also log on to personcounty.net for more information. While you're there, click on the Mayo portion of the website to find out more about Mayo Park. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Coming up in a little bit, we'll have Radio Roxbury local news. LeBron, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 13th, will be your first bass fishing tournament there at Mayo Park that's sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department, correct?
That is correct, Rob. That is our first of many tournaments for the year. Next weekend, February 13th, is our first bass tournament. It's ironic, Rob, we have one on February 13th and March 13th. So with that being said, every second Saturday, February through June, we will be having a bass tournament at Mayo Lake. We do have a few guys already signed up, so call and go ahead and get signed up for this event or the next month's event. Simply call 597-7806. It's a $75 entry fee, $10 for the big fish with the 80% payback. So come on out and support this event. We started this last year, Rob, doing them in February, because a lot of guys like, you know, to fish the winter months, and it's a lot different fishing the wintertime versus it is in the springtime or in the summertime. Every month, Rob, is different, because like now, you know, I was talking to some guys the other day, they're still deep. They was catching the fish at 30 to 40 feet. Versus you go out in the springtime, you know, they're catching the fish at 3 to 5 feet of water.
Right.
And you go out in the summertime, they go back out deep a little bit more to stay back cool. So it's all in, you know, the fishing, that's how it goes. But our very first bass tournament for the year is next Saturday, February 13th. Give us a call to get signed up for it. And if you're not doing nothing, you just want to see how it goes, come out to the weigh-in. The weigh-in, all our weigh-ins is at 3 o'clock besides the one in June. So if you want to catch the weigh-in or see the fish, just come out there to the weigh-in. The weigh-in is very intense. It's, you know, we get a nice little crowd out there watching the guys because they are fishing for money. So come on out and watch that. The weigh-in, if you don't want to fish or you just want to see what they're catching. Most of the guys will talk to you. If you want to come out, just ask them how did they catch them or what kind of lure you're using. So mainly February 13th is our first bass tournament for the year.
Well, now, LeBron, it's $75. Mm-hmm. entry fee, and you can have two people per boat for the bass fishing tournament. And if you want to get into the big fish lunker, that's an extra charge of $10, right?
That is correct, and that is optional. Most of the guys, 9 out of 10 guys, always sign up for the big fish, because I've seen it happen, Rob. I've had 30 boats out there because the big fish is a 100% payback. So if I have, just say, 10 people sign up for it and each person pay $10, they will get all $100 of that back. So I have had guys that did not sign up for the big fish, and they end up getting the big fish, and they could have easily won, you know, an extra $200 to $300. So, but yes, that's how it goes, Rob.
And I know you've said that at weigh-in, it's really interesting because somebody will be in the lead.
That's correct.
And then it'll be somebody that, when they weigh their fish, can be just a few ounces heavier than, you know, the person that was in lead at the time. 336-597-7806 is the number to Mayo Park. 1013 Neal Store Road is the address. And also, depending on the way that you sign up and register for the bass fishing tournament, that determines your spot in launching first.
That's correct.
So if you're the first one to sign up, you get to launch first. If you're the 10th one to sign up, you've got 9 other boats ahead of you.
That's correct.
That's going to launch first. So anyway, go ahead and sign up ASAP and get all that taken care of. Now, LeBron, just for asking this, can people register over the phone?
Yeah, so it's just a simple fact of just calling and saying, you know, put us down, and we will do all that. So answer your question, yes, we can do that. The morning of, the boats leave at 7. I usually get there around about 5:30, 6 o'clock to do, you know, most people do the morning of registration. So come on out, you know, and sign up, pre-sign up, or you can sign up the morning of, Rob.
336-597-7806. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Coming up in about 4 minutes or so, sports from the North Carolina News Network. LeBron, I know a few weeks ago you were sharing some information about that the gyms were available for rent, like in 2-hour blocks. Is that still available?
It definitely is, Rob, at $20 an hour. So, yes, you still definitely can rent the gyms. It's going to be Helena or Olive Hill. So, yes, and with a max of 25 people. And the purpose of renting the gym is for basketball. You'll have half the court or volleyball, Rob.
Right.
That's the two gyms you can rent, is Helena or Olive Hill, at $20 per hour. So just simply give us a call at 597-1755 for more information about that, to acquire about dates or scheduling, what any other general questions you may have for gym rentals through the Person County Parks and Recreation. Likewise, Rob, you are able to rent the fields also. So say, you know, when the weather gets a little bit warmer and it dries up a little bit, if you want to have a volleyball, something with your family, a kickball outside, anything you want to do in the field, that is feasible also to rent the fields for the upcoming, for any time. But just give us a call for more information about that.
1755. Also, you can call Mayo Park at 336-597-7806. And if you want to call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex in beautiful uptown Roxborough,
5-9-7. I don't want to say it wrong.
Let me think. I think it's 597-1709.
That's correct. That's exactly what it is, Rob.
I tell you, what I need is a few more numbers in my head. But anyway, again, 336-597-1755, Huck Sansbury, 336-597-7806, Mayo Park, 336-597-1709, to the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex. And also, go ahead and get signed up for the bass fishing tournament at Mayo Park, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department, coming up on Saturday, February the 13th. Also, LeBron, people can sign up for baseball, softball, co-ed, volleyball, and soccer.
That's correct.
Tell us more information on that, please.
That is correct, Rob. Co-ed volleyball and soccer signups is going on now, as Rob stated. Please sign up for this so we can have enough people to be able to do the sport. Youth baseball and softball signups are going on now until February the 17th. And Rob, we didn't mention youth volleyball signups are going on now. So age between ages 8 and 17. So if you're between ages of 8 and 17, you can sign up for that between now and February the 26th.
So go ahead, don't delay, because time slips up on you really fast. LeBron, as far as camping goes at Mayo Park, y'all are available for camping 365 days a year. You have RV hookups, cabins, tent sites. If you're wanting to do some camping this time of the year, you're welcome to do so. The cabins have heat and AC. They have modern bathroom facilities, horseshoe pits, and more. Go ahead, sign up, get your date saved ASAP, because they stay busy. 336-597-7806. LeBron, thanks to you and all the other folks with the Parks and Recreation for the job that you all do.
It's our pleasure, and everybody have a good day.
96.7 WKRX.